The pony story continues. In County Clare, in Ireland, a very long time ago, and the princess with her four horses are among the fairies of County Clare. And what is it that the fairies are doing where we finished the last bit of the story?
They want to get the ponies and particularly that princess on the underground.
Oh, that's right. They're trying to trick him to get him to come underground, aren't they?
So they dress up as two old women that are tiny. Princess picked them up. First time she blew them over. Then she said that she must be more nice. Dad.
Yeah. And tears came down the cheeks of the two little fairies. And the fairies were a man and a woman. They were old, and the iPhone fell to the ground. And at that point, the iPhone fell to the floor, and there was a crash. And at exactly the same moment, the thunder crash broke in the sky over Cratlow. The tears from the little creatures softened the heart of the little princess. She started to feel a great wave of sympathy for them, and they started to tell her their story. First, the old man spoke. I've been on the road for many, many years, looking for the love of my life. I lost her when I was a little boy, and I never saw her again. And then the old woman started to speak. Yes, I also lost my love when I was a little girl, and I spent my whole life missing him. And then the two of them together said, we found love in the afternoon. We found each other, and it wasn't a bit too soon. My goodness, said the little princess. What age are you both? The man said, I'm 212, next birthday. And the woman said, I'm 213, next birthday. My goodness, you have lived a long time, said the princess. Oh no, they said, both of them together. We're youngsters. We feel young at heart. The princess didn't know what to make of it. These were quite magical people, and she began to wonder if all the people in County Clare were like this. Did all the people in County Clare live to be 200 and whatever it was? What was going on in Clare was really difficult to see, but the tears came falling out of the eyes of the old couple.
But that was a happy story. Why are they so sad?
We're sad because we used to live in this castle you see in front of you, and we can't find our way into it, and that's where we fell in love, in the castle. And we don't know how to find our way in. We're too small. We need people to help us to find our way into the castle. Oh, sure, that's easy, said the princess. Come on, Crystal, you come with me. We'll go round the back of this castle very quickly. And she hopped up on top of Crystal's back. She looked down from the top of the horse, at the pony rather, and she could barely see the tiny little fairy people. She said, look, you guys better come too. She said to Diamond, Diamond, will you pick them up? Throw them on your back or carry them in your mouth or something. Take them with us and we'll all go round this castle and we'll find a way in. Well, that's what happened.
I hope Crystal didn't put them in his mouth.
Diamond did. Picked the man up by the scruff of his neck, threw him up in the air, landed him on top of his back and said, "That's a little trick I do with my best friends." And the old woman looked up at him and said, "Don't you dare do that little trick on me. I do not want to be somersaulted up in the air and land on top of a horse's back." So Diamond bent down, stuck out his tongue and lifted her up and put her on his head and said, "You can do the steering." The fairies were even surprised. They had never come across horses like this before. The fairies were used to talking to stones and to rivers and trees, but they were definitely not used to chatting with horses. But the fairies had a trick, and the trick was working, wasn't it? It looked as if the princess was going to fall into the trap of going into Cracklow Castle.